Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Our thanks to Adams Road Band for that musical introduction. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Last week, we were talking a little bit about the history of Mormonism Research Ministry and how it got started. I was telling the story of my mentors, Art and Edna Budvarson, who were very close friends of myself and my wife, and how they were very instrumental in helping me start Mormonism Research Ministry. This goes back to a gospel tract that was given to Art and Edna when they went to visit a friend at a local hospital in San Diego. And that tract eventually led to the salvation of Edna. And then later on, through Edna's witness to her husband Art, about 8 years later, Art finally became a Christian. They had a huge influence through their ministry, Utah Christian Tract Society, and eventually that influence influenced me. And we started Mormonism Research Ministry in 1979. We are this year celebrating our 35th anniversary. And I have to tell you, who would have ever thunk that we'd be around 35 years still talking about this subject? A lot has certainly changed when it comes to the subject of Mormonism. A lot has changed in how we do ministry. But anyway, we're going to be celebrating 35 years. We're going to be celebrating at Lifeline Community. That's in West Jordan. The address is 4431 West, 8200 South in West Jordan. It's a fundraising dessert, and we would hope that if you can make it to set that evening aside. Now, the seating is very limited. We can't have children there, and I don't want to sound like I'm anti-children because I'm certainly not. I've got 8 grandkids, and I love children, but we just don't have the room. But we would love you to come and celebrate with us as we talk about some of the things that have taken place over the past 35 years through the efforts of Mormonism Research Ministry. It's just going to be a fun night. We've got something to give everybody that comes. I think you're going to enjoy it. And Paul Carden, who's a good friend of ours, is going to be the speaker that evening. Paul is the founder and director of the Center for Apologetics Research based in Southern California. CFAR, as it's known, is known for training nationals in foreign countries to combat the cults and false doctrine in many of the foreign countries. Many of these cults we would probably not even recognize because a lot of them are cults that are indigenous to those various countries. But I've worked with Paul, with some of his guys over in Russia. I've worked with them down in Ukraine. I've worked with them in Africa. It's a great organization. I think you'll really enjoy what Paul has to say that evening.
Listen, if this ministry has been important for you, this radio show you've enjoyed listening to, and you live here in the Salt Lake area, we'd love to have you. But you got to respond, and you probably need to do it today because we're probably going to run out of the room and we're going to have to tell people they can't. So the way you do that is you go on your email and write contact@mrm.org. MRM is our ministry.org. That's our website. And just let us know how many people would like to come. We'll write you back. But just plan, if you don't hear from us right away, that you'll be coming, we'd be graced with your presence.
Oh, we would. I'd be honored. I'd love to meet you. And if, like you say, Eric, if people have been affected by what we're doing here in the Utah area, certainly we'd love to hear it. I'd love to greet them. Let's talk a little bit about what we have done. We're not going to spend a lot of time at the dessert going through every year the things that we've accomplished, but we certainly have seen God grace us with his divine hand and some of the things that we have done. We started back in 1979, as we mentioned. That's when we incorporated Mormonism Research Ministry.
We only have a few minutes, so I just want to hit some of the real big highlights. I remember 1991, I convinced you to come to Utah for this pageant. I told you it was called the Mormon Miracle Pageant. And so you and I rented from a friend an RV that broke down. I forget where, it was not the nicest RV. It didn't have all the latest, but we decided to come down And Bill, you were hooked after that. In fact, I think you've only missed a couple of years since 1991.
I think I've only missed one, and that was in 2002, only because we were back in Nauvoo for the temple opening in Nauvoo, Illinois. And you're right, I was hooked. It's an incredible place to minister, and I love going down there and talking to the people. And I often kid around that we've been going there for so long, and so many Christians have been going to Manti for so long, we'd hate to disappoint them if we don't show up.
We had a radio show. You started it, I think it was 1988, and it went through 1993. And the purpose of you starting that show was there was a Mormon temple in San Diego that was set to open, and you decided it would be important. So we went on. I shouldn't say we, because I didn't join you until 1989. In fact, that's where I first heard you, was on the radio. But in 1988, you decided to go on there and let people know on KPRZ AM 1210. It's still in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And so you did a one-hour call-in, and then I joined you, I think, a year or two later. And then in 1993, that Mormon temple opened up. Tell us a little bit about what happened at that Mormon temple.
Well, let me go back to getting on the air, because the guy that invited me to come on the radio, I was invited as a guest on this one program on KPRZ. I'm in the studio. He calls the studio and says, "Oh, Bill, I'm not going to be able to make it. So you're going to have to take the show by yourself." I've never done live call-in in my life. I think I had been interviewed once in a recorded show. So he calls me. At this time, his show was an hour and a half.
Oh, my.
And I'm thinking, I'm going to have to talk for an hour and a half. Now, if you've heard me now, you probably think, can you shut up after an hour and a half?
We've tried, and it's hard.
Yeah. He said, call up a bunch of friends and just have them call in with a question. That'll get you rolling. So I called a few friends, and that's what we did. And sure enough, we got through it. Well, we ended up taking this guy's time slot because he went on to another station. So we had the one-hour call-in show that we did for years, and that was fun. We had a lot of Mormons calling in, a lot of Christians, and we shared time with a good friend of ours, Peter Barnes, who was a former Jehovah's Witness. So we had Viewpoint on Mormonism, and Peter had Viewpoint on Jehovah's Witnesses, and we would alternate. And we did that for 5 years until the temple opened. And then we were really gearing for the opening of the temple. That was, February 1993? I remember it was kind of rainy, a few of the days there at the beginning. It was a huge outreach. We put together an 8-page newspaper covering a lot of different doctrines and history of the Mormon Church.
That's the first time we had ever done anything like this.
We had never done anything like this. And if you would have told me before we started this that we were going to need to print 178,000 of these 8-page newspapers, I would have probably had a faith crisis.
We were going to the printer. It was a friend of ours in San Diego, and I think we had to reprint about 4 or 5 times, and the money just came in as God supplied.
Yep. God supplied. It was amazing. We would have to do another printing, and I could only get so many printed at a time because we didn't really know how many we were going to need total. But this friend of ours that worked for this publishing company in Poway, California, they gave us a great rate. No matter how many we needed, we'd get this great rate every time. So I would get a truckload every time to fill up my old Datsun pickup, that ugly yellow baby barf looking color.
And I think you took them over to my house and filled up my garage with them, because you didn't at that time. I don't think you had a garage to fill.
I didn't. And so we ended up handing out 178,000 of them. I think part of that number also is we also had an insert in the local Christian newspaper, the Christian Examiner at that time. They used it as an insert. So a lot of those went out, and it was just a huge outreach. Hundreds of people helped us with this. We had so many Christians wanting to help with this temple opening that we had signs made up for people to hold, because we didn't have a whole lot to do for them. So it was kind of like a life chain. And it said something to the effect, beware, Mormonism is not Christianity, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so we had a lot of people standing on Nobel Drive holding these signs, which certainly got a lot of attention from people driving by.
Now, that started us on a mission to reach other temple open houses, because that was a 6-week temple open house. I think it's the longest we've ever done. But other temples across the nation were opening up, and I can't even count how many, more than a dozen for sure. I think probably my favorite was 1998, when you, Randy, and I had a chance to go to Preston, England and be able to do that there. That was an interesting reaction we got there compared to what we would get here in the United States.
Well, the local Christians there, they were working through an organization called Reach Out Trust. They had never done a temple opening before, and so they had asked us about helping them out, so we were giving them some guidance. We weren't really sure what to expect, so we ended up getting some 8-page newspapers printed here. This was, of course, before 9/11. You could have heavier suitcases, and you could bring, I think, 2 at the time.
We did.
And we all had our luggage in one suitcase, and we had newspapers in our other suitcase, so we brought our own. And sure enough, we found when we got there that they weren't quite prepared, as we had hoped, for the many people that would be coming to this thing. And so we ended up using our newspapers. I had already sent ahead the artwork and the negatives, so we were prepared to get them printed over there if we needed to, which we did. We found a publisher, a printer in Manchester, England, that printed a bunch of them for us. So we ran out of them, had to get them printed, and so we had plenty enough for the outreach there.
I remember we took those into a hotel in London the first night we were there, and this room was probably about the size of a closet. Oh. Had one bed, and the bathroom you had to kind of get in there.
I don't know how Randy fit in that bathroom. To this day, I tell that story, Randy had to bend over just to fit. It was like underneath a stairwell.
But we had, I think, 6 suitcases packed in there. I think we slept pretty much like sardines that day, but
it was pretty bad.
We had a chance in 2002. One more memory I have of doing outreach, but the Winter Olympics, that was a lot of fun. We came here to Utah, and we, I don't know how many newspapers we printed for that one.
I think we ended up handing out, if I'm not mistaken, well, you know, I think it was around 60,000,
something like that. We had a lot of people taking them, people who were tourists from all over the world. The Mormon Church had opened up its doors. The temple was a big deal. You can come visit the temple. So we stood right out in that area, and we handed a lot of papers out. But it was some of the coldest weather I ever remember, having to go inside about every hour just to defrost your hands.
Standing downtown, and that wind would go through those streets, those darkened streets from the shadows.
Great memories, though. Yeah, God has been very good to our ministry. And so if you're interested in participating in this, the dessert that we're going to have at Lifeline Community, you just need to write us at contact@mrm.org. But praise God for 35 years. Maybe God will have us for another 35 years on this, Bill.
Can you imagine how old I would be if that was to be the case? Yeah, that would be something else. But anyway, if you would like to come out to that dessert, it's at 4431 West, 8200 South at Lifeline Community. The seating is limited, and I have to emphasize that. So if you can contact us as soon as possible, just let us know if you're coming and how many will be with you. And if there is no room, we will let you know. But it should be a fun evening of just kind of talking about some of the things that we've been able to accomplish and just giving God all the glory for the way He has blessed Mormonism Research Ministry over the past 35 years.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has worked hard to equip people to understand the differences between Mormonism and the Christian faith. At MRM.org, we have dozens of articles and video resources that will educate you in a variety of ways. Or perhaps your church needs to schedule Mormonism Research Ministry to come for a live weekend presentation. Remember, we're here to equip the body of Christ. Let us know what we can do for you. Contact us through our website. Again, that's MRM.org. Yeah.